News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has not ruled out introducing an allowance for teachers to help resolve the shortage of teachers. It is a national issue, but it's particularly acute in Dublin. We're joined by John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO. John, your secretary, your organisation, I should say, you've raised this the potential issue around 18 months ago. Have you got any encouragement from the government on this?
Absolutely none, Shane. Good morning to you. Morning. And your listeners know a real cold wind coming from the Department of Public Expenditure and indeed from education over that time. But obviously it was one of a number of measures that we have put to the government. And it's 7 years since we began to call this out when the current six classes were coming into junior infants. And it's really exasperating that those measures haven't been implemented.
And look, we
on
have
the Dublin one. No,
yeah, let's just focus on, because we have spoken to you, and I know it's an important issue, and I know the other issues are important too, but let's just focus on Dublin just for today. Can I ask you, I am a little surprised that a union has opted to do this, because I think it's fair to say it's something unions have traditionally shied away from doing, differentiating on pay between members. What prompted you to make that jump?
Well, I suppose, you know, unions are member-led, and if the members bring a resolution to the conference and if it's supported by the majority, it then becomes union policy. And that's what happened 18 months ago, and it was kind of nuanced a little bit at this year's Congress in Derry last April. So we're looking for a city allowance similar to the waiting allowance for London. And
it's about 10.5 grand in the UK, isn't it? Yeah, for frontline workers, for teachers, for I think for certain
There's actually
workers.
Two different stipends in the London area. There's one for the Greater London area and
Inner London. Yeah, sorry, my figure was for Inner London. I think it's around half that for Outer London.
Yeah. Now, our conference didn't put a figure on it, but what we did base it on was the fact that we did a survey last October that indicated that the majority of the vacancies were between Drogheda and Delgany and Navan and Newbridge and all across the Dublin commuter area. Okay. And particularly in the schools where the vulnerable children were losing out, in the Jeshban 1 schools, the special schools, classes.
Two quick questions before I let you go. You've bitten the bullet. What's the view of your fellow unions? I'm not asking you to speak for them, but do you know what the TUI and the ASTI, do they agree with you?
I think that there's possibly a number of public service unions who are grappling with this at the moment. You know that the government, I suppose, more than 18 months ago, provided 400-odd euro to trainee nurses to live Monday to Thursday close to hospitals. And a lot of unions then obviously picked up on that and are looking for that for their own workers. But in terms of our particular asks, we have actually bitten the bullet, because we sent in a lot of claims. There's a certain budget available to us in the public service agreement for local bargaining. And we sent in claims for teachers working.
Final question, John, and sorry to cut across you, but final question, do you think it'll happen?
Do I think that the minister, the things that she says are on the table?
Yeah,
allowance
for teachers in Dublin.
I don't think she's serious about any of the things we put on the table, because we've been waiting for this length of time for any action on about 10 different issues that will cost a lot of money.
An emphatic no from you.
I think it's unlikely.
Okay, John Boyle, General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.